I'm DJ Mahewa, blowing in with the news. Today, Ivy the dancing cow holds a pool party. The sun might or might not be going on vacation, and negotiators have been brought in to speak to the purple chicken who still hasn't crossed the road. Yeah. Our top story is the Jabali and Saudi exclusive. Our favorite young detectives have done it again. The fearless Jabali and musical Saudi have solved yet another impossible case. The mystery of the angry bird. Whee. On an average day, Jabali woke up thinking about the oldest unsolved mystery in Tisa. The mystery of the angry bird. There was once a bird that spent all his days cooing angrily. Nobody knew why, and nobody knew where he was. All the oldest detectives could never solve the case.
Sauti, I think we should try,
Jabali said. And so, Sauti and Jabali set out to find the first angry bird. They asked Bibi. Bibi knew everything. But this time, Bibi knew nothing. Hiya. She sent them to Msitu Mkuu to find the oldest tree in Tisa. At Msitu Mkuu, there were two problems. The first problem was that the forest was huge. How are they going to find one single tree? The second problem was that the forest was also very, very dark. Whee. And Sauti was scared.
Let's light the way.
Jabali comforted Sauti. Immediately, Sauti spotted a couple of fireflies floating by. She cut several strands of grass, then dipped them inside a bottle from her bag. The fireflies flew into the bottle, making a beautiful glow. Jabali and Sauti held hands and proceeded into Msitu Mkuu. They were not sure which direction to take. Sauti closed her eyes and listened carefully. A creaking tree. The sound was coming from the left. They walked towards it. Suddenly, they heard another sound. It was the angry bird! They kept moving but came to a fork on the road. By now, the sound of the angry bird was so loud that even Sauti couldn't tell where it was coming from. Jabali pulled out his magnifying glass. He looked around for a clue and found an old weathered feather on one of the roads. They followed the feather and finally found the old tree standing tall with its branches stretched far and wide. Sauti whispered to the fireflies and they flew out of the bottle and lit Jabali's way as he went up the tree. They swirled round and round until they banded together and lit one corner of the branches. They found Mr. Bird. His nest was stuck behind two branches that had crossed each other. As the oak grew older, it must have become harder and harder for the bird to leave his nest. Jabali pulled Mr. Angry Bird out. Jabali and Sauti had done it again. Mr. Now Not So Angry Bird was so grateful. He had felt so lonely that the world had ignored him for so long. With his second chance, he decided to make sure everyone had an ear. So, he opened the first psychological clinic in Tisa, where anyone could go to talk about what was on their mind, with special anger management sessions every Tuesday for those who needed to learn what to do when angry. After all, he was now an expert, was he not? Playtime!
Yeah!
Can you hear birds? That is the sound of the birds outside the Tisa radio station. Can you hear chickens? And the guinea fowl? What about crows? What birds do you hear where you are? Listen out for the sound of the birds around you. That's playtime! And that is how our resident detectives, Jabali and Sauti, solved the mystery of the angry bird. Well, tomorrow is another day, and who knows what it might bring along. Signing out from 33.3 FM in Tisa, I've been yours, DJ Mahewa. Blowing in with the news.